Here at Jewish Rock Radio, we care about the meaning and the action behind Jewish music. Every week on Jewish Rock Radio, we feature a series of provocative shows hosted by top artists in Jewish life, dedicated to enriching your knowledge about Jewish artists, their music, and the impact they're having on our world today. Up next on Jewish Rock Radio, Musical Midrash with Josh Warshawski. Century after century, Jews have combed the wisdom of our history for inspiration and guidance. Music has always served as a medium for us to understand these words in a new light, a musical midrash. You're listening to Jewish Rock Radio and Musical Midrash.
Hi, this is Josh Warshawski, and you're listening to Musical Midrash on Jewish Rock Radio. Jewish texts have inspired musicians and poets for hundreds and thousands of years. Century after century, Jews have combed the wisdom of our heritage for inspiration and guidance. At the same time, Jewish music has always provided comfort and set the tone for the emotions and conversations of the day. Sometimes, music has a way of enabling the words to speak even louder, to shine even brighter, to sparkle more truly. Music serves as a medium for us to understand these words in a new light, a musical midrash. What is a midrash? Midrash is an interpretive act from the word seeking. It is our attempt to understand our tradition and the world around us, using all of the tools at our fingertips. It is our take on telling Judaism's age-old story. Again, you're listening to Jewish Rock Radio, and I'm Josh Warshawski. This is the second episode of Musical Midrash. We're going to take a look at a bunch of songs that are really inspiring me right now and think about how these songs relate to us and how they relate to God. On this week's episode, I'm also going to be joined by my dear friend Eliana Light, talking to us about her song Sukkot Shalom in just a little bit. But before we get there, our first song is Shuvah by Zusha. Zusha is a band who I'd best describe as neo-Hasidic hipsters. It's three guys dressed in tennis shoes but with black hats, long beards, and the most beautiful harmonies you've ever heard put together. They've been writing a lot of beautiful nigunim and bringing crowds to elevated heights for a year or two, maybe even three, traveling all around the world to different places, inspiring people with their music. The words from this song come from Psalm 126, the psalm that we sing on Shabbat and on holidays, right before Birkat HaMazon, the grace after meals. Shir Amalot B'Shuv Adonai, and the second part, Shuvah Hashem et Shivitenu Ka'afikim BaNegev. Restore our fortunes, God, like waterways in the Negev desert. Hazorim bedima berina yiktzoru. Those who sow in tears will reap in joy. Those words may be familiar to you from other melodies that use those same words. But I really like this particular melody because I like the way it goes back and forth, reminiscing the way that a water stream would flow and all of us would return in the idea of this song is about returning to Zion. Those words, those who sow in tears will reap in joy, are really, really powerful words of hope. It talks a lot about hard work, that the effort that we put into something could yield to even more powerful results that bring us lots of joy. The melody is really beautiful, and I hope it gets you singing and harmonizing along with them. Here's Shuvah by Zusha on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.
Shuvah Hashem Hashem Yisrenu Kafikim Banegel 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 Hazorim Betimor Berino Ayikza Yeru Hashem, Hashem Yisrenu, Kaf. Hashem Ez shevisenu Kafikim ha-negev Shuv Hashem Ez shevisenu Kafikim ha-negev Shuv Hashem Ez shevisenu Kafikim ha-negev
That was Shuva by Zusha, and this is Josh Roshosky, and you're listening to Musical Midrash on Jewish Rock Radio. Our next song is called Matanot Ktanot. It's by Rami Kleinstein. This song has become a key player on my Friday afternoon Shabbat pump-up playlist. It's all about getting ready for Shabbat, the emotions that go along with it, the things that you're thinking about as you're setting the table, as you're coming together and getting ready and in the mindset to welcome in Shabbat. Zeod Yom Shishi Noshem Et Ha'avir, the song begins. It's another Friday, and I smell and breathe in the air. Ha'or Ve'atzel Mesachakim Shuv Tofeset. The light and the shade are playing tag with each other. I love the imagery that you can get when you're listening to a song in Hebrew. Ha'or Ve'atzel Mesachakim Shuv Tofeset. Beautiful, reminiscent of the kids playing Tofeset in Bashana Haba'ah. Ha'shulchan Aruch Tmunot Yeladot Alakir. The table is set and the pictures that the kids drew are on the walls. Sets this whole scene of a beautiful Shabbat atmosphere. But the chorus is where it really gets interesting. Matanot ktanot. Mishehu shalach li matanot ktanot. These tiny little gifts. Someone has sent me tiny gifts. Resisim shel kavana, igulim shel emuna. Someone has sent me these little tiny gifts. Fragments of intention, little circles of belief. Like the strength to accept what I have and what I do not have. What else could I possibly ask for? I think this is a really interesting way to enter Shabbat, to think not about just the table being set and the people that we're going to have over, but the mindset of intention, of belief, of trying to set yourself up to be prepared for what it means to welcome in Shabbat, for what it means to take a break to rest, for what it means to come together and create a moment of intention and joy and comfort. Favorite part of this song is a little sample that they have towards the end, right before the last little verse and chorus. It goes into the Friday night Kiddush. Kivanu v'acharta, yotanu kidashta, baruch ata aroshem, mekadesh ha-shabbat. I love that. Just that little hint of getting into Shabbat, and then right back into the chorus. singing along together. That's when I really feel like I'm ready to welcome in Shabbat. I hope you enjoy this song just as much as I do. It's Matanot Ktanot by Rami Kleinstein on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
האור והצל משחקים שוב תופסת השולחן ארוך תמונות ילדות על הקיר שיירות לבנות חוזרות מבית כנסת והריח הזה שזורק לי את הלב מתגנב מתגנב ופותח דלתות אל אושר קטן אל אותו שיר ישן שעובר אצלנו במשך דורות מתנות קטנות מי שהוא שלח לי מתנות קטנות רסיסים של כוונה עיגולים של אמונה מתנות קטנות מי שהוא שלח לי מתנות קטנות כמו הכוח לקבל את מה שאין מה שיש מה עוד אפשר כבר לבקש זה עוד יום שישי מרפסת ועיתון השמש כמו הדאגות לאט נמחקת מנגינות פשוטות זוחלות מהחלון ושום שערה כבר לא תסתיר פה את השקט מתנות קטנות מי שהוא שלח לי מתנות קטנות רסיסים של כוונה עיגולים של אמונה מתנות קטנות מי שהוא שלח לי מתנות קטנות כמו הכוח לקבל את מה שאין מה שיש מה עוד אפשר כבר לבקש מתנות קטנות קיבלנו בחרת ואותנו קידשת ברוך אתה אדוני מקדש השם ששורט לי את הלב מתגנב מתגנב ופותח דלתות אל אושר קטן אל אותו שיר ישן שעובר אצלנו במשך דורות מתנות קטנות מי שהוא שלח לי מתנות קטנות רסיסים של כוונה עיגולים של אמונה מתנות קטנות מי שהוא שלח לי מתנות קטנות כמו הכוח לקבל את מה שאין את מה שיש מה עוד אפשר כבר
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com. Jewish Rock Radio is listener supported. We count on your support to provide the ultimate in Jewish rock. Visit www.jewishrockradio.com/support and pledge your support today.
This is Josh Roshofsky, and you're listening to the second episode of Musical Midrash on Jewish Rock Radio. Now I'd like to welcome my dear friend Eliana Light, who's here with us to talk about one of her songs, Sukkot Shalom.
Hi everyone, it's so great to be on Jewish Rock Radio with all of you. As Josh said, my name is Eliana Light. I live in New York City and work as a music educator. I do a lot of different music and education-related things. I do a lot of music with kids and young families, but another side of my work is doing education around how we talk about God in our communities. I founded a group called The God Project. We'll talk about it later in this interview. And I'm also really passionate about creating intentional tefillah spaces and tefillah learning and leading, as well as writing music that uncovers some of the beautiful sources in our tradition that don't often get music.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Eliana. I'm so glad you're able to be here with us today. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your song, Sukkot Shalom, which we're featuring on this week's episode of Musical Midrash. Where did this song come about? Tell us a little bit about the background.
So I wrote this song when I was in college, and I was taking a liturgy class at Brandeis with Rabbi Reuven Kimmelman, which I can definitely count as a class that changed my life. Because I had always loved prayer because I loved singing, but I hadn't actually learned a lot about what prayer was about. So this song was inspired by a very specific teaching that he gave about the differences between the blessings after the Baruch Hu and before the Shema, in the morning and in the evening. In the morning, he said, imagine that you are a shepherd, you wake up and you have to do the same thing every day, you gotta herd the sheep. That must be really annoying and boring, but you know, Marabu Ma'asecha, how vast are your works, and God renews creation every day, and there's so much possibility all around. That must make it more exciting to start your day. Huh. But then when the sun starts to set, it can get dark, and darkness is very scary, especially in those times. A wolf might steal your sheep, a robber might come and take your stuff. It's very chaotic. But, says the prayers, God orders the stars. God moves light into dark and dark into light, day into night, every day. There is order in the world. And I loved that teaching, and Sukkot Shalom came out of that, imagining that the world, which can be a scary place, is actually full of order. And I think it's because it was kind of a scary time in my life. And just like I look at the Psalms, if the psalmist has to say, God is my light and my help, I have nothing to fear, he's probably really afraid. So if we say that the world is a very safe and warm place, it might not be so safe. But maybe reading these prayers can remind us that in the end, there is order over chaos.
Interesting. I love that idea of thinking about the prayers as trying to reinforce what we want to believe, right? As a way of thinking about aspirationally the way we want to feel. I think that's a beautiful idea. I love the way that you connected Sukkot Shalom to this idea also. Sukkot Shalom, which appears in other places in the Psalms also. And you mentioned, you know, there's one line in the song that I really love, a kiss from God with each little leaf that drops upon my head. But that, I love that imagery. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're thinking about when you say a kiss from God, and the way that you talk about God in general too? I know it's really unique to you.
Sure. I think that for a lot of people, the way into spirituality and God is through nature. You talk especially to kids about their first spiritual experiences. They almost always happen outside, and there's a reason for that. It's really easy to feel part of the vastness and beauty of the world when you're outside and in nature. On the other hand, like I said before, nature can be kind of scary and dark, and so it's reimagining these things as kisses and gifts from God. Now, of course, when a leaf drops on my head, it's not a literal kiss from God, and that's a reminder that when we read images of God in tefillah, in prayer, and in the Torah, we need to take them at a metaphoric level, and that can open us up to a wider spiritual practice. If I understand that God doesn't physically roll day into night every day, that frees me to be able to use that image and visualize it, knowing that I'm not actually visualizing God. I'm able to have a deeper connection to God through nature and through our sacred texts, when I can understand that God is just a word for something much bigger and much more beautiful.
Oof, that's such a nice line to leave us with. God is just a word for something much bigger, much more beautiful. I love that idea.
That God is just a word, by the way. That's a Jay Rappaport song. Oh, one of my favorites.
Jay Rappaport. That's a nice name drop right there. God is just a word.
Shout out. Huh.
And if we're trying to think of ways to learn more about God and the way that you talk about God, where can we go to view some of your resources or learn a little bit more from you?
So my website, elianalight.com, has a page dedicated to the God Project. There you can see videos, especially this 14-minute little sermonette I gave, this Eli talk about an idea I have called the God Gap. I won't explain it here, but you can go check it out for yourself. I'll hopefully be posting more resources soon. And on your own, the next time you see a prayer book, or you're going through prayer, or you're reading Torah, count how many names of God there are. See if there are any that speak to you that day or some that don't, And remember that your ideas of God and belief in your names of God can and should change and be in flux throughout your entire life.
Thank you so much. Do you have a particular name of God that's really inspiring or that you're really connecting to right now?
Not a name, but an image. Okay. I'm really digging the imagery from Kabbalat Shabbat of God sitting on a throne made of justice over the waters of chaos, right? It's that order over chaos thing again, but just that image that God's throne and God uses God's power for justice, especially in these times, has been incredibly powerful for me.
Towards justice with love. Amen. That's really beautiful. Thank you so much, Eliana. It's really, really been wonderful getting to chat with you and getting to share a little bit about the way that you view the world and view God. We're really excited to get to share Sukkot Shalom here on Jewish Rock Radio in the Musical Midrash Show.
Stars above me blinking, they must know just what I'm thinking. It's so empty and so cold, alone at night. Wind whips up around me, and I'm kind of glad it's found me, 'cause when it blows, I know I'll be alright. A kiss from God with each little leaf that drops upon my head. Oh, how small we all must feel when the sky becomes our blanket and the ground below becomes our bed. But in this Sukkot Shalom, your love surrounds me. Sukkot Shalom, and it's all around me. I know I'm safe and protected in this world that is your home, your Sukkot Shalom. Sky is getting dimmer, but I still can see a glimmer of a sliver of the moon to light my way. There is no one beside me, and I have no map to guide me, but even so, I know I'll be okay. The world seems scary and confused each time it drifts into the dark. But I know that you are there, your light until the air, and all it takes is just one spark, 'cause in this Sukkot Shalom, your love surrounds me. Sukkot Shalom, and it's all around me. I know I'm safe and protected in this world that is your home, your Sukkot Shalom. Baruch atah Hashem, Ma'ariv Aravim. Baruch atah Hashem, Ma'ariv Aravim.
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
You know, you're not a real fan until you fan us on Facebook. Come on, let's be friends.
Jewish Rock Radio.
The official home of Jewish rock. Jewish Rock Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Josh Wachowski, and you're listening to Musical Midrash on Jewish Rock Radio, where we look a little bit more deeply into just a few songs and think about how the words are impacting the music, how the music is trying to express what the words are already trying to say, and how these songs can inspire us in the way that we walk through the world. Today we're looking at a few songs that help us understand a little bit about what the artists were thinking about God. This next song is by one of my all-time favorite Israeli bands, Beit HaBubot, which means dollhouse. The song itself is also called Beit HaBubot, dollhouse. It's the title track that goes along with their band name. The song paints a really fascinating picture of what it's like for God playing around with God's little dollhouse on earth. The chorus is, Az ech ze basof shekulanu nifkashim, how is it that at the end when we all meet, im otana havaot veotana rigushim, with the same things that we say, the same emotions that we feel, beveit habubot hakatan shel Elohim, in this little dollhouse of God's. The way that the music gets at that really intense emotion of playing around in God's dollhouse not necessarily having control. It's a real hard rock song that has some really intense loneliness feelings and feelings of helplessness as if we're not in control of our own lives. The song starts out, "Veshuva ani nifgash im rega shel atzvut." Here I am now, the feeling of sadness. "Bepina chashucha omedet hagvul." And in this dark corner stands the border. "Choshev advarim beketzev charash." I'm thinking about things in a new rhythm. "Meritz machshavot." From all my hurried thoughts, "Menase al adaf." I'm trying to figure it out and put pen to paper. "Veshuv ani nifgash im rega shel bdidut." And here I am feeling that same feeling of loneliness. "Margish bechol hakoach mahi tmimut." I'm feeling with the entire strength of my being what it means to be innocent. "Choshev alahu sham lemala sheyodea dvarim." But I'm thinking about that one all the way up in heaven who knows all of the things. "Uvanu kol hazman mesachek bechutim." And all the time is playing with us on wires. Again, the imagery that you get with the Hebrew, you could see the puppetry going on in God's dollhouse. A really intense vision of how God interacts with us in the world. The song continues with this feeling of loneliness, while at the same time, this contradiction that we're not really alone because God is always there, knowing what's going on and being with us and at times possibly pulling these strings. It's not a theology that I particularly identify with, but the contradiction is such an interesting thing to think about in the rock song, that there's this loneliness that we feel, this emptiness, and at the same time that God is there the whole time. Hope you enjoy this song, enjoy listening to it. It's called Beit Habubot by the band Beit Habubot. This is Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
אני נפגש עם רגע של עצבות בפינה חשוכה עומדת הגבול חושב על דברים בקצב חדש מריץ מחשבות מנסה על הדף ושוב אני נפגש עם רגע של בדידות מרגיש בכל הכוח מהי תמימות חושב על ההוא שם למעלה שיודע דברים ובנו כל הזמן משחק בחוטים אז איך זה בסוף שכולנו נפגשים עם אותן הבאות ואותן בבית הבובות הקטן של אלוהים אז איך אני נזרק חזק אל הקירות נופל לתוך עצמי כבר לא יכול לראות מאבד את התחושה האם עכשיו את מרגישה מה זה נקרא להיות לבד להיות לבד אז איך זה בסוף שכולנו נפגשים עם אותן הבאות ואותם הריגושים בבית הבובות הקטן של אלוהים האור הופך שחור הכל פה השתנה נמאס לי לצעוק לאוזניים אטומות שוב אני לא יכול לראות לא יכול לראות אז איך זה בסוף שכולנו נפגשים
הזבובות הקטן של אלוהים. אז איך זה בסוף שכולנו נפגשים עם אותן הבאות ואותם הריגושים בבית הבובות הקטן של אלוהים? אז איך זה בסוף שכולנו נפגשים עם אותן הבאות ואותם הריגושים בבית הבובות הקטן של
That was Beit HaBubot by Beit HaBubot, and this is Josh Roshosky, and you're listening to Musical Midrash on Jewish Rock Radio. We're going to close out now with our last song, picking back up on those same themes of how we are interacting with God in this world. This is a song called Gam Ki Eilech by Yishai Ribo. Yishai Ribo is another one of my favorite Israeli musicians. Came on the scene a couple years ago. He's got some beautiful, beautiful music. And he's a religious Jew. And many of his songs are, you know, it feels like littered with Jewish references and textual references from the Bible, from various different parts of Jewish history. And it's so beautiful to be able to pick them out and look at them. This song's a little bit more intentional because Gam Ki Eilech actually comes from the Psalms, but it's his own take on it. He takes the words of the Psalms and sort of riffs off of them and thinks about how to expand them. Gam Ki Eilech from Psalm 23, a very famous song. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear, for God is with me. You know, that same familiar psalm. This is the second part of it. Gam Ki Eilech, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of the death, I will not fear, for God is with me, and staff will comfort me. But it doesn't start there. He starts with his own take on these words, a little bit different. Lo afached ki le'olam eini boded. I will not fear, because I am never alone. Reminds me of Hine el Yeshuati Eftach v'lo afchad, those words that we say in Havdalah. Here I am, O God, I believe, and I don't fear. And then he continues, Lo e'abed ki litzidi tamid omed. I'll never get lost because you're always by my side. A very different take than Beit HaBubot's take of this dollhouse feeling. This is God as a support, God as a comfort. El gadol v'nora asher b'motza pi bara, olamot u'neshamot v'et artzo yechida. This amazing, this powerful God who with the breath, with the speech of one word, created the worlds, all of the souls, and God's beautiful land. And then he goes into the words of the psalm, Gam ki elech begeit samavet levadi, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and adds, by myself, lo irara, lo afached ki ata imadi, I will not fear from evil, I will not fear at all, for you are by my side. The song starts out slow, a little bit tentative, a little frightened, and builds with energy, builds with strength, builds with a feeling of safety. It's a really beautiful song that I really love, and I hope you enjoy it as well. Here's Gam Ki Eilech by Yishai Ribo on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.
אפחד כי לעולם איני בודד לא אאבד כי לצידי תמיד עומד אל גדול ונורא אשר במוץ אפיו ברא עולמות ונשמות ואת ארצו היחידה גם כי ילך בגי צל מוות לבדי לא יראה לא אפחד כי אתה עמדי שבתך ומשענתך הם הינך המוני ולא אהיה יותר ירא כי שומר מכל בחינה. ראשי ענק החקה בצרה לעזרה ומחילה, ואל שומע תפילה. אם נבקש ונתעקש תלתפילתנו כעולה. גם כי ילך בגי צל מוות לבדי, לא ירא לא אפחד, כי אתה עמדי. שבתך ומשענתך במעיינך אמוני, ולא אהיה יותר ירא, כי שומר עליי קולי. גם כי אלך בגי צל מוות לבדי, לא ירא לא אפחד, כי אתה, כי אתה עמדי.
That was Gam Ki Elech by Yishai Ribo. And this is Josh Roshosky. That's it for Musical Midrash for now. I had such an awesome time sharing this music with you and talking to you a little bit about the themes and why this music is so meaningful to me. Thanks especially to Eliana Light for coming to join us to talk about music and God and everything in between. You can stream the last episode of Musical Midrash and learn more about the artists featured on the show by visiting jewishrockradio.com/showtimes. And make sure to follow Jewish Rock Radio on Facebook and Twitter. Stay tuned to Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.